welcome to episode 18 of the Low Carb Universe Show. Woo-hoo! Hello, Hannah.
Hello, Bitte.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm just super fine because we got best summer ever already in May in Sweden this time of the year. So this is so crazy.
So it's wonderful. Enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, it's going to be like 30 degrees today, and that's not common for Sweden. So,
and especially not in May.
Not in May.
Maybe you can get one or two.
Yeah. That one in July when summer is.
Exactly. That one day. Usually. Yeah.
So I'm very glad that we both can enjoy beautiful weather at ours, because we have a very tragic article to discuss. Yes. The Time published an article, the 24th of May, about the fact that children in Southern Europe, they are getting more and more fat.
Yes.
And obese. And this this article, it says that they had tested or measured 250,000 children in 38 countries. Four of those, Cyprus, Spain, Greece, and Italy, were the heaviest.
Yeah.
And this is very sad because Majorca belongs to Spain. It's Spanish.
Yes, it is. No, I also think that fine, obesity in any person is terrible, and you know, we really need to find something that works for every single one of them, but especially childhood obesity, it breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Because they are defenseless. They have nothing, they can't do anything about it. They don't know that there even might be a problem.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting type 2 when you're like 13.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the article.
Anyway, sorry.
We were thinking of the, of course, the Majorcan.
Yeah, because you've seen a big change in the past few years.
I've seen, so I'm not surprised about the content in this article, because I started going to Majorca in 1999, and at that time I didn't see almost one obese person, no matter what age. And then something started happening, and I can't tell exactly what year, but somewhere like 2004, 2005, something, I started seeing really not super obese, but
big
fat
people.
Children in the grocery stores. Because in Majorca, they have these magnificent, awesome, marvelous, wonderful, huge grocery stores.
And you find anything, like you find things that you didn't even know that you needed in there.
Yeah. And you find the best things, and you find also the most awful things.
Yeah,
that has to do with this. The thing is that in Majorca, they have this very, very big, what you call those, kundvagn?
Shopping carts.
Yeah, shopping carts. And that may be because people have to buy their water, so... Yeah. But they also fill it with a lot of other stuff amongst that their children, because they can't walk.
Yeah.
Sort of. No, they always sit there in the little chair.
Yeah.
And almost every child has something to chew on or drink.
Yeah.
And that could be soda. Or if there's a health aware parent, it might be orange juice. There could be lollipops, chocolate bars.
Anything to shut them up, basically.
Yeah. Anything. And they just push it in their mouth. Oh, you don't have to do it because it's sweet. They will eat it no matter what. But it's so sad.
Yeah.
And the food compared to before the millennia. Mm. There were not as much prefab food and fast foods, and now you can find
Frankenfoods.
Yes, and the restaurant, especially the touristy ones, you don't even have to talk, because you can just point at the pizza or the hamburger and fries,
or just a huge pile of fries.
Yes. With
everything is now served with fries in Majorca, which is surprising, because that is not a traditional Mediterranean food, is it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's also said in here because the Mediterranean food is said to be one of the most, the best when it comes for the heart health and so. But they don't eat it no longer down by the Mediterranean countries. Actually, in the article, it says Swedes are now most likely to follow a Mediterranean diet.
Thanks to LCHF.
Yeah.
Thanks to Annika Dahlqvist and Diet Doctor and all these Swedish pioneers, actually, I think.
Actually, I think that has to do with it because even if people are not completely into low carb, they are so aware of carbs and sugar nowadays.
And especially sugar.
Yeah, especially sugar. Absolutely. So I think that has something to do with it. And then they write here as the sudden people are more and more into fast food and fussy drinks. Yeah. At the restaurants when you go out, because in Majorca, it's a bit cheaper than in Sweden going out. It's easier also. As we go out a lot. They almost all the time, the children drink Coke or Fanta or something.
And it's also in many places. I don't actually know about Mallorca, but in many places, soda is cheaper than water.
Yeah,
and that I think is part of the problem. So in order to finally start beating obesity, I think a very important first step will be to stop subsidizing these companies and stop that they are able to provide their products at such a cheap price point. And instead then subsidize, okay, it's not much better with bottled water, but at least so that water is readily available and cheap.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The hardest thing when it comes to Majorca, an island in the middle of a salty ocean, it is that they do have to import a lot of water because it's not enough. There are some regular drinking water or sweet water or what you call it, but it's not enough to all the tourists and all the people living in the island. So they have to import, and that way it comes in bottles.
Yeah, of course. So people
have, and hence the huge carts in the grocery stores.
Yes.
Yeah. One thing, when you leave, when you go from the airport into Majorca, into Palma, the main city of Majorca, you pass the Coca-Cola factory.
Do you?
Yes.
I've never seen that.
You have never seen that? Okay. But.
Maybe I'm oblivious.
I've heard that they have closed it now.
Oh, really? That's a good thing.
So I don't know what. We have to drink more wine. Okay, I didn't take any cola, so never mind. That is very nice in two aspects.
Yeah.
Because hopefully it is because it isn't profitable to make it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that is a visual thought
It's probably just cheaper to import it from mainland Spain than to ship all the ingredients to Mallorca than production costs there and blah, blah. I think it's just cheaper to just ship the product from mainland to the island.
Yeah, but one positive thing, if they were making all those Coca-Colas from the Majorcan water,
yes,
I'm very glad that they really stopped it because that's super stupid taking that little water they've got.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And I can have another difference when it comes to people because I always stay in the countryside in Majorca when I'm there. And there's a completely normal village with normal Majorcan people, almost no tourists, more cyclists.
It's very rare for Majorca.
In the square to take a cup of coffee before they go on. The ladies there, the older ladies, they are, and the gentlemen, and they are not obese.
No. They're keto ladies.
They're keto, of course they're keto ladies. What else? Now, but they could be like 75. They are very, very elegant. They have, they have sort of an aura around them.
Yeah.
Like even if they are going out in their cleaning aprons, they have this, they are lifting their heads up high and they are walking like, here comes the queen.
They have a good self-esteem
and pride. Yes. They have some pride in themselves.
It's this Latina pride of like, this is me, I'm here.
Look at me, I'm fab.
Yeah, exactly.
We're working on it, Hannah.
Yeah, we're working. Every day we're working on it.
No, but when you look at the younger generation now, like teenagers, girls, they haven't got that.
No.
Ba-ching! They haven't they got that, have that glimpse in the little eye. Because they have big buttons and bellies. And they are obese. Mm. And they are a shame. And you can, and that is actually the most sad thing about it, that they're losing their pride and their self-confidence. Yeah. Because the Spanish people and the Majorcan people, they're beautiful people. Yeah. And they are like, no, I'm being more and more ashamed of myself. They are sort of disappearing.
Yeah, it's true.
Becoming persona non gratas, not seen. They want to hide. I can't see in the nearest future a change.
No.
I can't see any change coming because there's still all those, as you said, everything is served with fries. Unless you find those really genuine, really, really genuine.
But they're getting fewer and fewer.
They're getting it too. The only place I didn't get it, actually, and it wasn't an option either, was at the place where I talked about that suckling pig.
Yes.
And that restaurant is gone now. Yeah, that was too sad. But they just served the suckling pig on a plate, nothing else.
Beautiful.
Not a lettuce, any lettuce, not any tomatoes. Just
unnecessary.
Unnecessary. Yeah, that is
keto. But I gotta say the saddest part about the article that we're discussing for me is the fact that the mothers don't realize that their children are obese.
They can't see it.
They can't see it. Like I don't remember. Was it Italy and Spain where there was 4 to 6% of mothers who realized that their children actually have a weight problem, have a health problem, and the rest of the obese children's mothers don't realize. No. Like
97% said that their children were perfectly healthy, although they were obese.
Wow.
Wow. Yes. That is so, so sad. I do hope something's going to happen. And from my point of view, I do hope that the low-carb universe might be able to do
more.
Spread some information on and in Majorca. First of all, because we're there like 2 times a year, hopefully.
At least.
Yeah, at least. With the event. And I know that only by having it at the hotel, I know that people staying there or working there, they have learned about this.
Yeah.
So small steps. So and
the kitchen staff know how to prepare low carb.
They know it.
And if you know, you say to the bar staff that I would like a coffee with whipped cream. They know it shouldn't be with sugar. You know, all of these things. So we are spreading it slowly but surely, even on Mallorca. But there's so much more work to be done. All over that region. But we can start somewhere.
And we can't do it all. We can start with our events and the fact that I will be spending much more time in Majorca from this autumn. And I do hope to, if I could do some like low carb universe support groups for locals or so, I don't know.
Because what's your Spanish bit then?
I have to, my teacher, when I lived there 4 years ago, she said, oh, you can start taking clients. I said, I can't. Yeah, you will do it. And I can tell you, I couldn't do it today. No.
You'll get there.
I'm going to practice my Spanish and I'll be out there on the barricades and in the small villages and in the tourist restaurants and say, enough.
Yeah, and slap the fries out of their hands.
Yes.
Coke and the fizzy drinks and serve them a beautiful Mediterranean style salad with water. And they're going to be, what the heck is this? Yeah. And
they got it. And they got it there on the island and all around them. They got the finest food.
Ever. The best produce.
The best produce locally produced. Ah.
And because the island is so small, there are no transportation times either. So even if the fish was caught in, let's say, Porte Sóller, and you have it, and you have Sóller fish in Palma the same night, it's completely fresh.
Yeah, it is so super fresh.
The produce is there, the opportunity is there. It's just something has changed in the mindset about eating so that it is more convenient to get something that's flown in from 1,000 gazillion miles away and full of sugar and chemicals instead of eating what you have right there.
Yeah. And, you know, mentioning chemicals and stuff, those bazillion different versions of like chicken nuggets you can find in the freezer in Al Campo and in any shape.
Or the sort of 20-meter yogurt fridge. Yeah. And if you try to find something that is not zero or very low fat, you will be digging around there for a while. Bring your winter jacket because it's going to get cold.
Yes, that's so true. And it's hard and it's easy. The only one I find is in Greece yogurt. Mm. And they are, it has sin azúcar or azucarado, with or without sugar. And they are so easily mixed up. Because they look so like...
They're completely... So, they look exactly the same.
They do. So... and you find yogurt too small. And in here in Spain, they have no rules when it comes to marketing products to children.
No.
Because they have those happy packages and woohoo, teddy bears and pirates and everything. And the yogurts... you can find yogurts with Oreos and M&M's and cookie dough and whatever you usually put in your mouth.
It's sadly become mini America in some aspects.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm ashamed of being Swedish because when we in Sweden, one of our greatest exports.
Yeah.
It's the lösgodis. And I don't know the proper word in English for it.
Pick and mix candy bar.
Pick and mix candy. I'm so ashamed. When I started going there in 99, they had boxes and they were filled with nuts and dates and apricots, dried fruit and so. Not the best, but much better than candy.
Yeah.
And now... A few years ago, like 8-9 years ago, the Swedish candy started getting there.
Yeah. And that aisle is also huge.
Yeah.
Like it takes forever to get past it. And if you are triggered by even the smell of sugar, which a lot of people are.
Yes.
You are stuck in there.
Yeah.
Because it's so fragrant. It actually, like even to me, I don't even like sweeteners really. No. But even to me, it sort of they make it smell good. And I'm like, what is that smell? That smells really... Oh, candy.
horrifying. And as I said, I'm ashamed of being Swedish in this case. Yeah. But when it comes to children and Mediterranean diet, Swedes are best.
Apparently.
Yeah, so...
I wonder what numbers they base that on.
Yeah. Because it's...
it's not like it's not like every single Swedish child is fit and happy and non-weight problematic. There's a lot of fat children and obese children in Sweden too, but maybe not to the same
extent. But as we said, the awareness is rising.
Yeah.
So
it's got to start somewhere. So.
Yeah.
And then it spreads like a wildfire, we'll say.
Yes, it will. So, that was very sad news today, but we are aware of it and we are going to do what we can to make some change. At least if you can say one. Poor Majorcan baby, I would be... Yeah.
It's like the starfish. If you throw them back one by one into the ocean, you at least save that one.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what we're trying to do, and we think that you should take up the challenge too.
Exactly.
And do what you can do for your community. I know a lot of you who are listening already do, but I think, you know, the more, especially children that we can save from obesity and lifelong health problems and chronic conditions such as type 2 diabetes, if you don't know how to handle it and all of this stuff, that's a win in everyone's for everyone.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah. Okay, do we have anything happy to say before before we end this?
No.
But we are happy. Yeah. Yeah, we're just a bit touched by the moment of seriousness. So let's go and do something serious, some serious work.
Yes, we've got work to do, so we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah? Okay, take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.